Welcome 99%. I'm an educator and community organizer, focusing my time on helping communities to rein in corporate power. I've been leading workshops at Occupy Portland for the last few weeks that have stimulated a lot of excitement, and I'm here to share some very hopeful news with you. In 6 states on the East Coast, more than 140 communities have now passed legally binding laws that strip corporations of their so-called constitutional rights. And which put an end to all sorts of harms that corporations cause. Communities across Pennsylvania have banned large corporations from farming in order to protect family farm economies. Communities in Maine have banned corporations from pumping their groundwater and selling it in plastic bottles. Last November, the City Council of Pittsburgh voted 9-0 to prohibit all corporate fracking for natural gas and to strip corporations of constitutional rights. The council declared it wasn't enough to merely regulate fracking, because regulating is by definition allowing fracking. In towns that have been fracked, you can light creeks and tap water on fire. The council understood it was their duty to protect the safety of their drinking water, so they banned fracking. It was a no-brainer. What's going on in these communities? The folks who live there got sick and tired of begging and pleading with their state and federal officials to protect them from all of the totally legal damage that large corporations do to their communities, to local economies, to working people, to local rivers, streams, and hillsides. They figured out that corporations wield more constitutional rights than do we. More free speech rights, more property rights, and that's why government officials are ignoring their pleas for help. They began to do something most of us no longer remember how to do, exercising their right to govern themselves. Couldn't we be doing this in Portland too? Yes. Here is the first sentence of the Oregon State Constitution. Bill of Rights, natural rights inherent in people. We declare that all power is inherent in the people. All free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have at all times the right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. We have all the legal power we need to win our society back from control by large corporations if we get organized and mobilized and end corporate constitutional rights once and for all. What does it look like? What does it feel like when we act as a self-governing people in our own communities? Wouldn't you like to experience that? We are so used to fighting one corporate harm at a time, it doesn't even occur to most of us anymore to ask ourselves, what do we want in our community? Not what we're trying to stop, what do we want? That's the question a self-governing people ask themselves. Do we want manufacturing corporations sending living wage jobs to sweatshops overseas? Do we want agriculture corporations putting genetically engineered organisms in our food? No! Do we want health insurance corporations interfering in our right to affordable health care for all? No! Do we want corporations to have more rights than we do? No! Then what do we want? It's time to join our brothers and sisters on the East Coast. Let's figure this out together. We are the 99%, right? I urge you to get involved. Please grab one of the flyers that are being circulated through the crowd. Meet us right here again this Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. to consider this critical conversation. Corporate control must be stopped in this society. We can do this. Thank you.